Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point, Jason Carey, ATL Podcast Network's time to get started, man. You know what it is. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. And before we get started, you know how we start this thing, saying the grace. We got to thank you all for listening. You can listen to anybody. We're competing for ears. You can listen to anybody. You're listening to me. And you chose to listen to the ATL Podcast Network. Hey, man, so today is... I've had some conversations with family members. Me and my sister had this conversation a lot. But I hear people complain about stuff sometimes, and I'm like, where is that complaint going to get you? you know, where are those complaints going to get you? One of my favorite sayings I give people, you want to complain or you want to get results? I ask people that all the time. You want to complain? You want results? Let's figure that out. But today's jump ball, or our subject today, is things don't have to be. Things don't have to be. And it sounds, again, when I give you those phrases, y'all be like, what? Where are you going with this? It sounds so simple. But things don't have to be. And why I say I had this conversation with my sisters, if you listen to the Blended Families episode, we talked about moms coming in, and then that's my mom's, you know. But we talk about it together all the time that didn't have to be that way. Like, it didn't have to work out well. It just happened to. It did work out well, you know what I mean? But it didn't have to work out well. There's a series of things, and people, you can say God or whatever, but there's a series of steps that happened before. My dad had to be who he was, you know, and then she had to be who she was. But for my mom to be who she was, she had to be raised by my grandma and grandpa, and, you know, so on and so forth. There's a series of things that got you to that day. And I think we take the series of things for granted all the time. Things don't have to be. Things don't have to be. You know, people walk around all highfalutin, I got this great degree, and I went to this school and all that, but you ain't there's a lot of things that went into you going to that school. It's a lot of things that went into you completing that degree. And you say, well, I paid for myself. Okay. But something had to be in you to do that too. So it's just, things don't have to be. And I guess when I say that, so it's just things we need to. I'm a big picture guy. That's me. A lot of people have a myopic view of the world. They see through a little pinhole, and I tend to see out of a plane windshield, I guess, if you want to give it two comparisons. I'm always a big picture guy, and maybe that's why some things aren't as bad. When bad things happen, quote unquote bad things, they're not as bad. When great things happen, they're not quote unquote as great, because I'm like, all right, that's cool. But how I got there is I went through all this to get there. So I'm celebrating this moment, but it's just a moment. And if it's bad, I'd be like, you know, I've been here before too. It's just a moment. We'll get through it. So big picture. Things don't have to be. Things just don't have to be. Your level of intelligence or your level of accomplishment. Again, those are, you know, people always compliment you about your about your looks. That's one thing. Compliment you about your looks, man. You're so good looking. You're a beautiful woman. You're a good looking man. And I tell people all the time, my looks is the one thing I ain't nothing to do with. That's the one thing I ain't nothing to do with. Those are jeans. Those are really jeans. Now, later on, I had some say in my personality and my development, I guess, a little bit later. But even that, there's some jeans involved in there. It's just things just ain't gotta be, you know. And it can get analytical. You'd be like, man, you're just being anal. You're just looking through, you're breaking things all the way down. But no, I think breaking things all the way down helps you see things in a better light. I think when you leave things on the surface, things seem really bad. Things seem really good. People seem extraordinary, and they're not. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, that's a, man, she'll be a great wife. No, not so much. or not for you. You know what I'm saying? She might be great for somebody else, or maybe not for you. Oh, that's a great man. Yeah. Maybe, but maybe not for you, is what we're saying. It's just so, and that's why I say big picture and breaking things down, because things just don't have to be. And I was riding around thinking about this. Something else happened. I can't even remember what happens, because these things come to me because something happens in my life, or I have a conversation with somebody. I'm like, yeah, things just ain't had to be that way. Somebody was complaining to me about something, and I can't even remember. It'll come to me in this conversation. But when they did that, I had to stop. And sometimes people don't like having conversations with me, especially when it comes to they want to complain. You know, you have a person that you call that you want to vent to. I'm probably not the right person to call to vent to. Like, well, I can be. What I will ask you is, am I listening, or do you want my response or my opinion on this? Can you tell me? If you be like, nah, I just need you to listen. Okay, then I won't say nothing. Now, it won't mean I won't have an opinion. I just won't tell you what my opinion is. You know, you might ask me later. So now that I'm in a better space, can you tell me your opinion, and I'll tell you. That was your fault, or things didn't have to be what they end up being. So don't take it for granted. And I think we crossed that bridge on this show as well, just about taking things for granted. I think this is connected. But I put that phrase out there because I want you to use the phrase. I want you to think about that phrase a little bit more. Things don't have to be. Think about there's government shutdown, or there's people who lost jobs. Not just the government shutdown, people lost jobs, and they're dealing with that right now. And you're not. They didn't have to be that way. Could have been another way. You could have been on the other side and had to deal with that, right? Things didn't have to be. Some people got to have their parents forever. You know what I mean? Your parents live long, healthy lives, and you never really dealt with death. But you meet me and be like, man, you dealt with a bunch of death before you were even 18 years old. You know? And it has a residual effect on me. So the question is, and so the statement is, things ain't have to be. So are we talking about thankfulness? Are we talking about joy here? I don't know. Maybe we are talking about having a level of thankfulness and joy about your position, about where life is, because you know you'll meet people and they make life so bad. Just say that their life is bad. All right. Well, tell me why your life is bad. Tell me. Give me the descriptions that makes your life bad. And sometimes, even when they start talking about it, they realize, like, well, I guess it ain't that bad. Like, yeah, it's not. Because I think there are very few. Now there are people who just have had. Turmoil in their life. I believe that. I'm not gonna make light of that at all. But I am willing to bet that more often than not, that your life has been okay. It's been a series of decisions, perhaps, that made it hard. But let's talk about that, you know? And yeah, it's a series of decisions that affected why I am where I am, or I'm having the issues that I'm having. You know? And then we start talking to ourselves about that. But the main thing that I wanted to cover really was just things ain't got to be, man. They don't ever have to be. I think we're on some of the better times that we ever been in. Really. Things are accessible. Look, I'm able to go to the world from virtually anywhere with this podcast. I can create what I want to create. There's some accomplishments that have come from doing just this, creating our own lanes. I think we're in some of the best times. So things ain't got to be. Things are what they are. And again, I don't say this to sit on a high horse. I really just be sharing my thoughts with everybody else, because I just think people aren't having these kind of conversations with each other. Or with themselves. And I think if you have these conversations, you perspective will change, because I talk about perspective a lot. I talk about perspective of life. I talk about perspective of self, perspective of accomplishment, all that. I talk about perspective a lot. And I think this, some of these phrases that I'm giving you this season, will help perspective, I think. I think they'll shape perspective. Because people say, why are you so happy all the time? Well, I'm kind of giving you the handbook to why I'm, to you, seemingly happy, which I actually am. Why I'm happy all the time is because it ain't a whole lot that can make me bring me down. Not a whole lot. And it's because of perspective. Ain't because nothing ever happens to Jason. Ain't because Jason ain't never been through nothing. It's not that. It's just that it's probably because Jason has been through something. He's figured out to have a better perspective of life. Because guess what? I always came out on the other end. But did you die? You know what I'm saying? Quote, unquote. But did you die? You know? And so that this is kind of the handbook. And if you want to call it that, you want to call that another chapter in the handbook of just being, having a better outlook or being happy. How to be happy on purpose. I think I'm coming up with a book, BT. I think I'm going up with a book here. No. So if y'all hit, if you see a book come out, it'll be advertised right here on this show. And that's what I'll be talking about. But yeah, man, it just, I hope there's a weight off the, because it becomes a weight off the shoulder for me when I can say, when I can say things that don't have to be. And I said, I had this conversation with my sister. I'll share a story. I guess I can safely share the story with everybody that, I'll protect the innocent, I guess. So when my mother passed away, a family member told my pops, or asked my dad to take us, the kids. I'll take them off your hands because, you know, single dad, you don't, it's a lot for you to handle. And he was like, what? These my kids. I'm good. I appreciate your concern, but I got you. I got them. And it was three of us. But that didn't have to be. And that's the conversation me and my sisters have. Dad didn't have to be that dude. He could have been another dude and been like, you right. He making good money, good looking guy. All ladies want him. He could have been like, yo, somebody else take these kids. Let me get myself together where he go run the street, basically. And we go being raised somewhere else by another family member. He could have did that. And I thank God that he didn't do that. I thank God he was the dude that he was. I thank God that he decided, he's like, yo, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take care of the kids, but I'm also going to find somebody that's going to help me raise these kids. Somebody that I trust with them. Because I know he went through that process. You got to bong, bong, bong. She probably had to hit a checklist. You know what I'm saying? Because she wasn't the obvious choice. The list there were celebrities and everything, like local celebrities and all that wanted pops. And doctors and all. She wasn't the obvious choice. Mom's wasn't the obvious choice. But she was the right choice. Thank God he did that. I in my personal time, I think the good Lord, my dad made the decision that he made. So, but when I talked to my sister, I was saying, one of my sisters, we say it didn't have to be that. And we would have been totally different people. I'm telling you, both of us. And I don't know that we'd be as close as we are. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But we've been different people. And I think, and so when I can look at that story and see that story in my own life, I just apply it across life. Not just at that moment. I can just apply it across life. Things ain't have to be. Just one decision. One decision could have changed everything. And I say that about, I say that just in all of our lives. One decision. Getting in that car with those boys could have changed the decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of, that one decision could change your life. So that's why I say things don't have to be, because it don't take 10 decisions. It don't take a series of days. It don't take a crazy week. It take one decision. Course of life. Gone. I have a partner in jail right now for murder. I'll say, I go far as say as a partner. I guess we was partners. But it was in a commission of a robbery. The robbery was over. They honestly could have dipped. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, they was robbing somebody else, doing something illegal. So nobody would have told. It just probably would have been some beef. But nobody would have a murder charge, right? Or any charges. But they made one decision. They seen our face. We got to kill him. They left one dude alive, though. Somebody missed. Because they made another decision. They didn't go to the range. Should have went to the range. not to make light of it. I'm not to that. Not to make light of it. But somebody stayed alive. People went to prison. It's just bad decisions, man. It's one decision. One decision. I'm not judging him or judging anybody else. I'm just saying this. Maybe I am. But just one decision. One decision. And so that feeds into what I'm saying. Things don't have to be. And maybe that's something you teach. I think maybe we should put that in the curriculum. Maybe we should teach that growing up. Because nobody ever taught me that. I had to learn that later. You know? They probably said it in another way. Like, be thankful. Say thank you. But that seems like punishment. Kind of break it down to somebody. Say things don't have to be. Use that in your everyday thought. Use that in your everyday. And I'm not going to beat you to death with that. I just want to put it in your brain. I'm going to put it in your brain. So I hope y'all continue to support ATLPN.com. Continue to support Running the Point. Sharing it with your friends and family. When you see it pop up on your social media, share it. Don't cost you nothing to share. But it costs me everything if you don't. Bottom line. And maybe that's a t-shirt. Cost you nothing to share, but cost me everything if you don't. And that's real. Share it and tell everybody about this thing, man. We are here putting in this work for you guys. Again, every single morning, Morning Coffee Swig on IBNXRadio.com. That's IBNXRadio.com. Or get the TuneIn app. You can listen every morning, 7 to 10. You can catch me live on air. Of course, you can catch this podcast weekly right here, ATLPN.com. Make sure you stop by JasonCarey.net. Make sure you stop by the page. Peruse it. Send me some messages. Whatever. What have you. More things coming up. Catch you guys out here in these streets. But it's time to go. Enjoy it.